Okay. Today's daf is daf Zayin. Okay, we are on Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom, five lines at the bottom. Tanya Kavase. So we're going to learn Tanya Kavase Rav Sheshes. We have a brisa that supports the ruling of Rav Sheshes. Again, remember what Rav Sheshes said, that if there are edim anywhere, there are edim that know that she was nitmeis, then the waters will not check her. So Tanya Kavase Rav Sheshes, that he's correct, but the lav mitamei, but not from his source. But the pasuk that he learned, right, Rav Sheshes learned from the pasuk, the eid ein ba. So he said, the ein eid ba, meaning there's no witness to her, but if there's a witness somewhere, then the war doesn't check. Now, basically, ein eid ba, we needed it for something else, which was an eid echad is neman to be, that there's tumah after kinu v'stira. But he learned it from a different, this brisa learned it from a different pasuk. The pasuk is, it's pasuk kafches of the parasha, but midbar perakei. It says, "V'im lo nitma'a ha'isha, v'tahora hi, v'niktsa v'nizra zera." If she is not sullied, I guess, and she is pure, well, that's going to be extra. U tahora hi. What do you need that? If she's not tmeya, then she's tahora. So that's what they're going to have from the extra over there. V'niktsa, she's clean. V'nizra zera, and she'll have offspring. So the Bryce has learned that what it says tahora apparently is extraneous, because you just could simply say, "V'im lo nitma'a isha." So what's the Tahora come to teach us? It's Tahora below, and this is the drush of the Brisa, below Sheyesh L'Edim Medinas Hayom. You have to be completely pure, and not if there are Edim anywhere else in Medinas Hayom. Because even though in the Edim elsewhere in Medinas Hayom, even though the warder would not check her, she then does not bit Zocha for the promises at the end of the Pasuk of Nizra Zara. So Tahora below Sheyesh L'Edim Medinas Hayom. That's number one. Then Utahora, the vav of Tahora is also extraneous. What do you need Utahori? What does that come to be to exclude? Below Shatal Salos Chus. And not if she has some sort of chus. The Mayim is not going to check her if she has some sort of chus. And Tahora, Vitahora he. And what's the he come to be Mayit? Below She Yisu Vyitnu Ba Mozos Mlavana. And not if it's so known. The water's not going to check if it's so known that all the gossipers, basically, that talk about the women who are spinning their threads at the light of the moon. That's what it means literally. Which basically means that it's so known that everyone's talking about it. Right? It's in the rags. It's in your papers. You know, whatever. So everyone knows that the water's not going to check her also. But before, what's clear from this brisa is that a sota that has edim in Medina Sayyam Shenitmeis ain hamayim botkimos. So the water does not check her. So it's a riot to Rav Sheshes' din, but not through his pasuk. It's from a different pasuk. Again, he was from Eid Ein Ba, and this is learning it out from the Tahora Hi, or from the Tahora of the Tahora Hi. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rav Shimon, who said before on Amud Aleph that Zchus is not ma'akev the what happens to her, because if a Zchus is ma'akev, we can have a shamer on the women who are Tahora. So we say, oh, she's not really Tahora. The reason why she's not blowing, her belly is not blowing up, is because she has some other Zchus. I don't know what that Zchus is. Hopefully we'll get to that later.
Maybe Zchus Zchus.
I don't know. Could be. Don't know. The Rabbi Shimon.
What does it take to affect it? 3 years or something?
So that's the whole thing. It's 3 years as mentioned elsewhere. Tosos brings down also a few places where it says Tahora Hi. So if you find Tahora Hi, look at the last Tosos on the Amud. It says, Veloshus Tolos is close. He says, Mehacha Mashma, the Baila Mutter Bala Alter. If it's Tahora Hi, it's Mashma from the, that if she's Tahora, you don't have to wait at all. The husband is Mutter to her, you know, right away. Don't know why they want to be together, considering all the bad blood that's going to be between them. Mutter bala alter below, meaning yad pinat shalosh shanim. You don't have to wait for 3 years. If it's Tahora, you don't have to wait. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon. What?
She's exonerated by the waters. Now you think, oh, where did I accuse her for? She's obviously.
And the wife says, I don't want to be with you. You didn't trust me. You didn't believe me. You right, and she still remember the zone is still somebody. She still was miyachi with somebody. She's still having a relationship with somebody. Nothing happened of tumah, but she did yichud. That's something.
So she moved to the Bala for 3 years. Or she has to wait.
No, she moved to right away. Also says mehachom ashma the island moved to Bala altar the lower meaning yamti machal shanim.
What's the
meaning of
3 years?
I don't know. We'll get to later in the morning. Later on in the Sefer.
How are you
going to
know?
Because he says the word, because they say Tahori, she said, I don't know, it's right here. Tahori, below Shatatala Zuchus. You don't have to worry about the...
That's That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it takes longer. How's the supposed to know till then?
Well, because it says right away, the nix of an Isra Zara. So he says, if you, I hear you. Don't know. All right, the Rabbi Shimon, the heat of Vav lo darish. Right, so he says that you don't have a that you don't learn out the Vav. Right, learn out the Vav because we don't say that Zuchus is tola lo. Right, so he doesn't learn the Vav. Ha'ika, but still, nevertheless, he does have the limit of Edim. It's different than our other previous Roshim. Roshim previously said that he doesn't hold of the concept of Edim Dinas Hayam. He doesn't hold the concept of Zuchus. Here we're saying Roshim doesn't hold of the concept of Zuchus because of the possibility that he can have problems with the Motzi Shemra on the Tahoros. But he does hold the process of the concept of Yeshla Edim Dinas Hayam. Why? He says because Lo Shchicha. That's not Shchiach. It's not Shchiach that there'll be Edim in Medina Hayam and know that she was Nitmes. And therefore, we're not worried about women who are going to come. Sorry, we're not worried about two people who are going to come to say, the two people are going to come later on and say that she was Nitmes, and therefore, I'm not worried. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. I don't do it. He says, Lo Shchicha. Rashi says, Lo Maski Inish Taylu Nechichil Tahoros Vahachi. The previous from Shimon makes the most sense. The idea of Edim told him law, and at least to me, and the idea of Zuchus told law doesn't make it shouldn't have any bearing because that, like you said, then what do we know what's going on? We don't have any. What are we doing? What are we doing this for? I don't know. Okay, now the Mishnah continues.
I must have missed it. Which law are we better?
What? Vit Tahorahi. Yep. Vit Tahorahi.
But
that's what it seems to be. According to Rav Shimon from yesterday, you make it definitive. Either yes or no, because not totally in anything else. Now you have to wait and figure out and see. Maybe you worry. And what have you really. The only thing you really have accomplished is trying to scare the living daylights out of this woman to admit that she had an affair, even if she didn't. That, so she doesn't. And that's what. Next mission that's been talking about is the process now. So he did Kinoi, he did Stira, and now, he did Kinoi, she did the Stira, right? She had, whether you have Edim, so Kate said Osila, so what do? Molicha lebezdin sheba osamakam. You bring her to the bezdin in that town, wherever the town is, umos, and they tell, I guess, I don't know what they do, they tell her that, hey, fine, Kinoi and Stira was done appropriately, or was done, umos rin lo shnei tamidi chachamim. And then they're supposed to, they send with them, the husband and wife, I guess, walk together in the same caravan to Yerushalayim, along with two Talmidei Chachamim, Rashema Yavol Ebederech, because of the possibility that maybe he will have relations with her on the way.
And therefore
the warder will never check her. The warder won't check. Because if, right, Rashi says, Shema Yavol Ebederech, I don't think having bad love, bad blood, is any deterrence for having marital relations. My question is why they traveling together, not to begin with. But Shema Yavo Lebederech, Rebbe Omer Baila Nemanaler. Rebbe holds like you, not the husband's belief. He doesn't have to bring Tommy to come him. He's not going to have relations with her. He thinks that she was Mazana. What? Like I said, I don't think having any bad blood between a man and a wife is a deterrence for relations. Yeah.
What always bothered me about this is what happens if they don't have children and they make a ploy that let's make this do this whole thing and
right.
Get pregnant.
I don't know.
Always bothered me.
I think they do.
I imagine, but
okay, so they have two people going with them. So now the Gemara says the assumption now is that you have these two people going with them is because of an issue of Ichud. Right. So the Gemara says, Trei v'ihu, it's two Talmidei Chachamim, plus him, Hatwasa, that's three. So she has three people walking with her to Beis Din, nobody else apparently. Lema misaili l'rav, maybe this is a support to Rav. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, because Yehuda said the name of Rav, Lo Shanu, the idea that we said in Meseches Kedushin on Daf Pei Aleph, that a woman is permitted to have Yichud with two men, that's Ela Be'ir. Lo Shanu Ela Be'ir. That's only in the city. But on the way, on the countryside, Adi Ikush Losha. You would need three people in order to avoid a Yichud prohibition. Shema Yitzdarech Echa Mehem L'Nikavav. Maybe one of them has to leave, go a little distance in order to use the facilities. V'Nimsa Echa Mehem Es Yachad Erva. And then you would have one, only one left. You don't even have one left, and that would be Yichud. So you have to have 3. But in the city, you're not worried about that, because look at Rashi says, Shemi Yitzarech, Hachinami Holo, Shneim Asurim Bo Lo Sagi, Vitrei Shemi Yitzarech Habal, O Shliach Bezim Linkavav. Then you have the third one, the last one left over. But I guess in the city, where did I see this? In the city, if one of them has to use the facilities, the second one can leave. He doesn't have to stay with her because she just stay in her apartment, wherever she's sitting. But in the field, where's he gonna go? Maybe they both go to the bathroom. I don't know.
No, but you have three. You have two left.
Right. So you have two left. That's the point. Yeah, you have two left. But in the city, you don't have to worry about leaving two, because if one leaves, we'll make the second one will leave as well. Yeah, I think that's good. I but not in the locked apartment. Still, you could issue. So Mar says, "Lo, that's not a raya." The reason why we have Shnei Edim here is not because of Yichud, but rather that they would have witnesses. Meaning, if he has relations with her on the way, these two will testify in the Beis Hanagadol not to forgive the woman to drink, because then if they have relations after the Kitnor Stira, then the water is not going to work. There's no point. Because you don't want to rape. Right. The whole point is a race and shame Hashem. You only want to race and shame Hashem if absolutely 100% necessary. What? That's what it said. I don't know. I thought Eidecha was Neman Bisurin. But okay. I don't know. That's what it says. Now the Gemara says, makes a deal. The Mishnah says, Umoshan Oshnei Tamidi Chachamim. So, Tamidi Chachamim in. You have to have Tamidi Chachamim, but Kule Amalo. But not somebody who's not a Tamil Chacham, whatever that level is. So the Gemara says, maybe it's a support to the other din of Rav. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, lo shanu, that the Mishnah never permits a person to have yichud with two men, elik sheirim. It's only if they're sheirim, aval prutzin, but if they're prutzin, these aren't such wonderful individuals, afu asar and amilo, then even if there are 10 of them, you can't have it. And maisa, and there's a maisa with a married woman, v'hotzi'u asara, and 10 men took her out, b'mita, and there was a whole to-do. Rashi brings a little more of the story. It says, Rashi says, v'hotzi'u asara le'eshes ish chutz le'ir b'mita, b'cheskas meta, mesa le'kalkalima. 10 men took her out in a coffin, so everyone would assume that she was dead, and instead they went out to have relations with her. So, even 10, the Gemara says, lo, that's not a raya. That's not a raya to Rav. I think the story would be a raya, but that's not a raya to Rav. Not a raya here. Haka hainu taima du yadu lasriyebe. The reason why we have to have two is so they can give possible hasra, the proper hasra to the husband and tell him that if you have relations with your wife on the way, then you are not considered nikum avon, and they're not going to be able to do the sota, not going to have the water ritual, because it won't check, and therefore we won't erase shame and Hashem. If it's not, if we know for sure it's not going to check. Okay. Yeah, I see the difference. I don't think it makes a difference, though. The Gemara doesn't seem to be making a difference. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't seem to be making a difference. Well, that could also be the reason why it says Tamid Chachamim, because if the answer is the Maskan is the Hasra, maybe that's part of the answer. I don't know. I understand every single word of the Gemara. And where step one, step two, step three, but there are a lot. This whole sod, where in the psukim does it even say that you bring it to the basin of the osoir? Like, what's look at the psukim. It seems that the psukim make the sota and make it into a very like a private ritual between the woman and the kohen. And when I see all the mishnayos, it's this massive public ritual, public display where they can strip her of her clothing in front of everybody in the basin of Middash. It just seems to. What they could. They could, not that they will, they have to, but they could. We're not concerned about it. They treat her very roughly. We'll see that in the next Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Baila, right? The husband is Neman Aleh, right? The husband, they don't need anybody else. The husband can go with her by himself. They don't need, he's believed not to have relations with her, as he only said. Why would he want to do that? He's angry enough with her. Excuse me. So, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Baila Neman, Mikavach Omer. Because it's a Kavach Omer. Uman nida shivakares. If a husband has relations with his wife who's a nida, so but nevertheless when she's a nida, they're allowed to have yichud together, they're allowed to travel together. Uman nida shivakares bala neman alav, that you want to be with her. Sota shehibalav. The issur the sota is only. It's only alav. The pasuk says in Devarim, the lo yuchal bala rishon shashachal shul v'kachal so lo yisha acharei asher hutama. That's what they learned the psukim from. It's Rasha in Yevamos acharei asher. Hitama, they said, came to exclude the sota. That's part of the lav. Lo kosakin. So lo kosakin. The husband's going to be neman that he didn't have. It wasn't chote with her. Rabban said he knows enes. That's exactly the reason. It's so. It says the opposite way. Rabban at home say he knows enes. Nida de kares chamirle. That's more chamor beinos. So that's why he's not going to do it. But then therefore the mehemon. But sota de lav. It's just the lav. Right. Lo chamirle. Lo mehemon. That's why he won't be believed. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring. Now the Gemara asks, they're trying to figure out whether the svara of whether the reason of Rav Yehuda is from this Kavah Chomer, or maybe Rav Yehuda actually has a pasuk. So Rav Yehuda mikavah Chomer maisila. Rav Yehuda learned that the husband is believed, and therefore you don't have to have these two Talmid Chum go with him along the way. Is that mean din of a Kavah Chomer? V'ha Rav Yehuda mikroy maisila. Rav Yehuda learns it out from a pasuk. The sanya of the following brisa. The pasuk says in Perek Tesvav, pasuk Tesvav of Bamidbar Perakei. It says, "Behavi ha'ish as ishto ela kohen," and the man brings his wife to the kohen. So min haTorah, it's mashma from here that min haTorah ha'ish mevi as ishto. The man brings his wife privately. That's it. The man brings the wife. Aval amru chachamim, the chachamim were machmir, and mosim lo stein. They said we're not going to believe him. But mosim lo shnei tamid chachamim shem yavo lebederach. We have to have two chachamim. Maybe he'll have relations with her along the way. From here, it seems that the tamid, just by the juxtaposition of the shitos, it seems that the reasoning that you have the two tamid chachamim is in order to prevent any relations, because right, it's the whole point is neman the baal, and the two are there to offset and say it's not neman. If they're just there for the testimony for the edus, then you're not offsetting the nemanus of the baal. So he says, maybe avalam chachamim most lo shtei tamidi chachamim shem yavo lebederach. Reb Yosi omer baal neman aleha mikavah chomer. The baal, the husband's believed mikavah chomer. Uma nida shei bekareis baal neman. If she's believed by the nida, which is a kareis, sota shei belav lo kol shekin. Of course, she should believe by the sota, which is a lower level iser. So amru lo. So chacham say back to him, a different pirkat of kavah chomer. Amru lo, lo. You can't pull it out from. You can't. Your svar is not good. Ima mark benida. The reason by nida the husband is believed shechein yesh laheter. Why does he have to do it now? It's like a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Just wait a week or two, and it's fine. So he can wait, right? But tomar besota shein laheter. Besota has no heter, and therefore what? Famous line: an omer mayim gunavim yumtaku. Stolen waters are much sweeter, right? So it's much sweeter. Velechem starim yinaim is the end of the pasuk. So davar, something that's usser, the yetzer goes after you much, much, much more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda just says straight, min haTorah ha'ish mevi'es ishto el kohen. It's a straight, ha'ish mevi'es ishto el kohen. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'hevi ha'ish es ishto. It says the man brings his wife. You see from here that Rabbi Yehuda clearly learns it straight from the pasuk. It's Rabbi Yossi who brought the kavah chomer. Rabbi Yehuda didn't bring the kavah chomer. He said it's a pasuk. So Amr Lahu, so the Chachamim said to him the Kavachom Veresha, Uparchua, Bahadar Malukra. So no, what happened was, is he brought the Kavachomer, they upslugged the Kavachomer, says, okay, forget the Kavachomer, I even have a Pasuk. So it says, so that's what it is. But then it says, if he brings it from the Pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. Then Rabbi Yehuda's like the Tanakama, which is the Tanakama said, right, behavior Ishas Ishto El Kohen. Min haTorah ish nema haish maybe as ishto. What's the difference in Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama?
Why did he bring the pasuk first instead of the kavachomer?
We learned from a svara. Svara and pasuk is equal.
He didn't know.
He thought it was valid.
Yeah.
He thought it was good. So what's the difference in Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? Ika beinayu aval amru. Right, there's the aval amru. Right, at the Tanakama said aval amru chachamim most lo shtei tamid chachamim shem yivol leah. The Tanakama holds that even though that's minatora, the Baal is Neman, nevertheless, there's two Edim as a Chumr midirabanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't have the Strash midirabanan, and I stick with the Torah rule that the husband himself is believed, and you don't have to send the two witnesses. Okay. Then we continue. They're on their way. They get to Yerushalayim. Hayumalim Osa, Lebezdin Hagadol B'Yerushalayim. They bring her to the Bezdin Hagadol B'Yerushalayim, and they bring her to the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. I guess in order to, the idea here is, I guess, pretty much to have her admit. They want to avoid erasing the name. They want to avoid this whole spectacle. So they want her to admit. Right? So, and they instill fear in her the same way they instill fear with the witnesses who come in capital cases. That's the commission on Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, says, All these things, maybe this happened, maybe that happened, in order that they would know, in order that they would know that it's a pretty serious matter coming here. So do the same thing to the woman. And they say to her, Biti, our daughter. I don't know why I use the word daughter. Our daughter, Harbe Yayinosa. It could happen. A lot of people are nichshol in this. Maybe you drink too much wine. Harbe Schokosa. There are people are nichshol in this Avero when they it's Schok Vakalish Rosh. Maybe also the Erva. Harbe Yaldus Osa. Maybe you're young. Maybe you behaved immaturely. Harbe Shchenim Rayim Osim. There are also bad neighbors. You get influenced by your neighbors who do this sort of thing, live in a certain type of neighborhood then where it's prevalent. Just admit it. Try to admit it to us. Come to us and admit to us so we don't have to erase the Shem HaGadol. That's going to be written on the parchment and be erased. And you say these things to her that it's not worthy of her, that she's not worthy of hearing. Talk about her family, and all her father's family. So look at Rashi. Rashi says she'ena kedai l'shom'on. It's ena ru'uyla. You see where it is? Okay, she'ena ru'uyla. She's not worthy to hear this. She'omer lefanel. You say in front of her, divrei hoda'os tzadikim harishonim. You tell her all of the great early tzadikim who admitted their mistakes. Ela kedesha tisvada al kilkula, because you want her to admit. Kidarmina le kamon, we talk about Yehuda and Ruvain, talk about all these other great tzaddikim and talmid who admitted their mistakes. So you want her to admit her mistake. Now, im amra tmeya ani, if she says, fine, I am tmeya. So shoveres ksuvasa, I guess shoveres means shoveres, you write a receipt. Write a shoveres, not that you break it, because it's a piece of paper, shoveres. You write a receipt, shoveres ksuvasa, v'yotzes, and she leaves her husband. She doesn't get her ksuba, and she leaves her husband, but she's not killed because there were no edim. Had there been edim, we never would have brought her to the sota process to begin with. But
there's no get, though. Wouldn't be a choice.
There's no.
There's a get.
I think there's a get, but there's no. She doesn't get paid the ksuba.
She
doesn't get the ksuba.
The
im amra tohorani, but if she sticks to her guns and she says, no, I am clean. And so ma'alin osa. There's some Gersa issues over here, but I think it reads as follows. Malin osa l'shar mizrach, you bring her to the eastern gate, which is the way they entered into the Har Havayis, right? And you walk with her l'shar Nicanor. You walk her from the eastern gate up to the Shar Nicanor. The Shar Nicanor is the gate, it's the upper gate that comes up from the Ezras Nashim into the Ezras Yisrael after the 15 steps. Rashi mentions the story again that Nicanor was the Adam Gadol, who had the gates, jump out, Sushar Meshechem, and the gates came out of the water. When he brought it from Alexandria in Mitzrayim. Okay.
She
doesn't get her ksuba. Right. Okay, so you get the Shar Nicanor, and where is the Shar Nicanor? Just tell us what happens to the Shar Nicanor. Shasham Mashkin is a Sotos. That's where you have the Sotos drink. The quite possible says Vehemidol Fnei Hashem. That's where the women who are coming, the women who give birth, that's where they stand when they bring their korbanos. And that's where the mitzorim can become tahor. Right, the pasuk says with mitzorim. So Rashi explains why. Rashi says shasham mashkim es sotos mipnei, because that area by the Shar Nicanor mipnei shelo niskadesh bekedushas arzara ove chalav osa ashar. The width of the lintel, the width of the doorway in that of the Shar Nicanor does not have the kedusha of the Azara, because mipnei hamitzorein shemachnasin yadayim lebahonos litame dama asham abon yado. The mitzorah would have to stand somewhere to stick your thumbs in, right? Bias mikdash would say is not bia, but they have to stand close enough to stick your thumbs in. So that area where the mitzorah stands, who the mitzorah is tamei, he can't go into the shar, into the chatzer. So he stares in the shar Nicanor. Mivnei shar mitzorim as mnichem dem adonis lite yad bidama asham abo in yado. Umechusar kiparim, and also those who are lacking kapara. I mean, they went to the mikvah, but they still have to bring their korbanos. Right? Shenichlas lazar bekaris. If they go into the azar, it's bekaris. So they stand over there. Lefichach lo kadshua. They didn't make it kadosh. Sheyucholamo bechalashar. You can't bring the dam outside of the Azara. So it's part of the Azara. It doesn't have the Kedusha. right? Harehu nifsa b'yotzi. Lefikach tzorach likhanis yodo l'tochol ha'azor. You have to stick your hand into the azara. So how do you stick? You do that. So bias mikdash shari machmana. Again, the chalal, the airspace of the gate is not kadosh b'mikdash. So the mitzvah can stand there, and then he can stick his hand into the azara, where the kohen will put the blood onto his thumbs. But sticking his hand in is not considered a bia, because bia mikdash is not mikdash. So that's the area. That's where the sota is as well. The kohen ochas b'vegadeha, and the kohen can grab onto her clothing. And im nikru nikru, if they rip, they rip. We're not close to that. Maybe he treats her pretty roughly, because the possibility they might rip, right? V'im nifremu, and if they totally, I guess they shred, then fine. Nifremu, achu megalas liva, until he reveals her heart. I don't think it means inside heart. I mean the place where her heart would be. V'soser si'ara, and he unbraids her hair. All the idea is to novel her and to embarrass her and to make her look disgusting. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. If she was good looking, then they wouldn't reveal her chest, and they wouldn't undo her hair. I'm not sure who determines whether someone is good looking or not, but
there's a
post on this. And who's deciding? All right, it's a good question. It's a good question. Who's making that decision? I don't know. I said last night to my wife, and I said, I guarantee you, when I get to this part of the Mishnah, there's going to be a whole tumult in here. So that's their midos. So Haisa, if she was miskasa bilavenim, if she was dressed in white in order to make herself pretty, mikasa b'shchorim, then you change her into dark. If she had these golden ornaments, the katliot, which I think is some sort of neck chain, some chain on her neck, or nizamim, or other types of tachshitim, the tabos, or rings, ma'avir mimena, we take off all her jewelry, kidei l'navla, in order to make her ugly. The achar kach, maybe chevli mitzri, you bring this string made out of Egyptian
cord,
okay? The koshal amal midadeh, you tie it above her chest, in order that the ripped clothing don't fall down. The kol harotze liros valiros, whoever wants to see her comes to see her. Chutz me'avadeh v'shechoseha, we don't let her servants come to see her, because if he's let the servants come to see, Rashi points out that she's going to, right, where is it? Where it says, Gatshenemar v'nivasru, or it says, Mipnei sheliba gas bahen, because she's going to come haughty when she sees her servants. So Rashi says, the last top line, because Adam Rov in a beso daito miskaber salav lo tire velo tizvade va'anu mevashim to tizvade velo yimchashim hekda shalosh alamayim. We want her to admit it. Maybe at this point in time she'll say enough. I admit it. If she sees her servant, she's going to all of a sudden become, you know, staunch and steadfast and not want to admit, right? The chol hanashim mutaris larosa, and all the women are permitted to see her. The Gemara doesn't ask. It already said, Kolorotzi Liros comes to see. That was the permission over here. Shanei Marsh, the Pasuk says, V'nivaz is a Pasuk in Yecheskel.
Maybe he had an insult injury.
But I'm saying, everyone's already permitted to do it.
Everybody.
It says, Kolorotzi Liros, and then the women are mutter. So, Kol includes everybody.
In fact, maybe that her peers see it, maybe more.
But her peers are already seeing it from the first line in the Mishnah.
Yeah, but I think it's Bedafkin, because the women should learn from this.
But they're already in there. So that's the Gemara's going to talk about it. The Gemara's have to talk about it. Right? I think it's a Gemara on tomorrow's daf on Amud Beis, Chesam Beis. V'kol anashim mutaris l'rosa, shenemar, the pasuk says, v'nivasru kol anashim v'lo sasene kizimas chena. That all the women will see it and they'll take musar and they won't do what she did. Okay. So now the Gemara, right, the Mishnah said that you bring it to the Beis Din Hagadosh of Yerushalayim. Minahan Emili. From where do we know that? It's interesting. The Gemara asked Minahan Emili that you bring it to the Beis Hagadosh of Yerushalayim. The Gemara never asked Minahan Emili that you bring it to the Beis Din that you malich in the Beis Din. But also makam, that first step where he goes, doesn't say that. He said, "No." What's the pasha for?
Take it to Yerushalayim is a trip. Take it to her town to the bench, and it's right around the corner. It's a big deal.
I think. But what's the point purpose then? Where's the pasuk that says we know immediately that before he's permitted to bring her to Yerushalayim, he has to first bring her to the basin in yeah, it's close. But what's the point? But where's the source that you have to go to Beis Din, the lower Beis Din, before you go to the higher Beis Din? Right, Minan Emili. So Amar Bichia, Bargamda, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Asya Torah Torah. They learn a hekesh of Torah Torah from Zake Mamre. Is it hekesh or Zayir Shava? Zayir Shava. Okay, from Zake Mamre. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Sota, it says the whole pasuk is O Ish, Asher Tavar, La Ruach Kina, Vikina, Isto, Vahemi, that's the Ishul of Ne'ashem, Va'asla Kohen, es kol HaTorah, Hazos, to finish the word, Va'asla Kohen, es kol HaTorah, Ksiv Hasam, it says by the Zake Mamre, Al Pi HaTorah, Asher Yerucha. So Malahala and Shivim Echad, Avkan Shivim Echad. There was in front of the 71. So too is 71. Where is there the lima that's in front of 71?
71.
Malahala and Bezakim Rami Meshivim Echad Iksiv. Oh, mina Makam Ahu. Makam Miyuchad Rashi says Dehainu Lishkas Hagazis. They learn out there at 71, and Torah says that the Sota is also by 71. Avkan Meshivim Echad. Uma Ayamin Aleha, and then they instill fear in her. Right? But Gemara says, wait a second. And still fearing her that she should admit, that was our Mishnah, that she should admit that she was nitmeis and therefore not, in order to avoid Shem Shemayim being erased. Very minimal, I'll bring a brisa that says the other way, that we encourage her to not admit, so she should drink. Oh, very minimal, Kederach Shemayim in Aleh Shalavishta, the same way that they fear, give her fear that she shouldn't drink. Kach Ma'ayim in Aleh Shatishta. We also tell her, listen, but if you're not guilty, drink the water. Drink it. Omrim la biti im barulach adavar shetahorat. If you're so certain that you're tahora, im diaburayich. Stand on your stance. You know,
stand on your
convictions. Omrim right. Ushasiyan. Drink the water. Lefishin mayin hamarim domim el lasam yavish emunach abasachai. The water is only it's compared to like some dried medicine that's on healthy skin. Right. Im yisham makam mechalchal v'yorid. If there is a wound, they'll go in and take care of it. Ain't sham maka, ain't a ma'al klum. But if there's no maka, it won't do anything. There's no harm. If you're clear, there's no harm. I thought the other way. I thought they said that if she drinks it and she's tahora, that it's beneficial for her.
Yeah.
Okay? But
I
it's like.
You don't see that right away.
You don't see it here, but it's a brisa, but you're right. You don't see it right away. So therefore, it's a question. From this brisa, they said they also encourage her to drink. And our brisa said they encourage her not to drink. So Rashi says, Lokasha, kan kodim shenim chamagila, kan acha shenim chamagila. Before they erase the Shem Hashem, they encourage her not to drink. Once they've already got to the point where they've erased the Shem Hashem, they encourage her to drink. Because once they've already got that point, I guess they want to encourage her to drink to get rid of the chashad. Again, but maybe the chashad won't go away because maybe they're eating somewhere else. Still haven't wrapped my head around that.
The guy has a guy, by the way.
If what?
He hasn't got intimidated like this.
Perish to pay for it, but I guess. Right, it doesn't work. But how do you know? Like your question from before. Okay. If she confesses now,
he does his own thing. Once he asks if she drinks, she confesses.
No, I don't think until before she has the ability. But then they don't want her to confess now because they want the mechika to be done. But I believe if she confesses up to the point of drinking it, then she confesses. And that's
done.
No, I think that's too late. Okay, the Omer Lefanen, they say to her like these dvarim she'ina bolu shomon. They say to her these things that now the Gemara is going to explain what these things are. They explain to her. So Tana Rabbanan Omer Lefanen dvarim shel Hagada u'maisim she'iru b'ksuvim rishonim. We tell her these dvarim Hagada and the stories that took place in the ksuvim rishonim in the days and the first writings.
Yesteryear.
Yeah, Kegon, right? That Merumas in the pasuk in Iyov Asher Chachamim Yagidu below Chichadu Me'avosam. Right, the Chachamim would say things, and they weren't afraid from the forefathers. They would say things about their forefathers. They would speak truthfully about them. They weren't perfect, but they were humans. That they may have made mistakes. Right? We say Yehuda Hoda Velo Bosh. Yehuda admitted his mistake. Right? He said that the Torah states that Yehuda admitted it. Sot Kam Yemeni. So Yehuda admitted his mistake Velo Bosh, and he wasn't embarrassed.
No, he really admitted. She had to say.
But when he found out, he admitted that he was wrong.
He
could have kept quiet. No one knew. Nobody knew.
Quiet.
It was quiet.
Yeah. He came forward. She said.
But then he admitted it. He came forward.
Eventually he admitted it.
She could have kept quiet and she would have been burnt and nobody would have known the difference. Wow. So he admitted it. Below Bosh, Umahay Sofo. And what was his end? Nachachay Olam Abba. He ended up inheriting Chay Olam Abba. Reuven as well. Hoda. Reuven also admitted that he did something wrong by the Maisa of Bilah. Below Bosh. And he wasn't embarrassed to admit his sin. Umahay Yisofo. And when in the end, Nacha Chayim Alaba. He also got Chayim Alaba. Umas Charon. So what was their reward? Gemara says, wait a second. Mas Charon. Kidakamridam. The war is what we already said. The Gachai Olava. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, no, no, no. Ella Maiskarbol Mazeh. What was the reward in this world? I guess the assumption being that you get reward in this world. I hear you. You always tell people, the reward is Olam Haba. The Gemara says, no, what did I get in this world? I want the Olam Haba as well. Ella Maiskarbol Mazeh. Pasuk says, Lehem Livadam Nitna Aretz. To the two of them, right? It's just the Pasuk says to the two of them, which Pasuk is this? Is this in Eov? I think it's in Eov still. Right? Lehem Livadam Nitna Aretz. That Yehud Velo Avar Zar Besocham. To them alone the land was given, and there was no Zar passed between them. So what is that? Lehem Livadam. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yehud Zacha Lemalchus. Bitosefta the brachos, and Reuven natal chelat chilu ba'eretz ba'ever yardein. Reuven got the malchus, Yehuda got the malchus, and Reuven got the first portion in quasi Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and the pasuk says, "Velo avar zar b'tocham," and no zar came between them. Rashi says, "Darish Rebbe Tanchuma." I guess Rashi called him the Tanchuma. Eimasai lo avar zar b'tocham. When was there no one in between them? Kishabam Moshe levarachon. The Moshe came to bless them. Chiru ve'im al yomotz, and then the zos liyudah come right one after another. Tosfos says, he says, Perish Reba Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Hainu b'chalukas Yecheskel, Sher Yehuvin Yehuda Shcheinim. In the chalukah that's mentioned at the war of Yecheskel, Yehuda and Reuven are next to each other. That's where no one came between them. That's their reward. So, the Amar Rachmana, and now the Gemara says, Bishma Yehuda Ashkan the Odeh, we know from the Psukim where Yehuda admitted his mistake, Tiksiv, Vayaka Yehuda, Vayomit Sakrimeni. He recognized the staff, and he admitted that she's more righteous than I am. Ela Reuven min olam odei. Where do we know that Reuven was modeh on his sin with Bila? The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idik Siv, the pasuk by the brachos that Moshe gave in Zos HaBracha, it says Yichi Reuven va'al Yamos v'Zos LeYehuda. It's Yichi Reuven, and then it says Zos Yehuda right afterwards. What is the reason why Yehuda is mentioned right after the bracha of Reuven, and why is it also say v'Zos? No other bracha that says vizos and this. What's the and this connecting the two? So fascinating, Madrash. Kol oso shanim shahar Yisrael b'midbar hayu atzmosav shal Yehuda migugalim ba'aron. All the years that the Bnei Yisrael were traveling in the desert, the bones of Yehuda were rolling in the aron, meaning his skeleton was not complete. And they took out all the. Not only did they take Yosef, they took all of them. His skeleton was not complete. Why? Rashi says. Yeah, okay. Atmos kol hashvatim helu mitzrayim. Vu shamar Yosef vehelisa. How you know all of them went up? Because the pasuk says vehelisa mas atmos hay mizeh itchem. Was it itchem im atmoschem? With everyone else's. Vayu atmos kol hashvatim shaldon kayemes. The skeleton was all intact. VeYehuda evarav misparkim misgalav bemarono. Yehuda, his bones were separated and rolling around in his coffin. Vipnei shenides atmo beravono shom binyamin. Because he put himself in nidui. He put himself in nidui when he said that he would become the cosigner basically for Binyamin. He says v'chatasik b'cha kol ha'yamim v'afilu olam haba. Kol ha'yamim means ilam olam, even olam haba. But didn't he keep his word? So he says mehacha nafkula. The Gemara in Makos learns nidui shel chacham afilu al tnai huba. Even if it's al tnai, once the nidui the chacham says you're a nidui, you can end up being a nidui one way or another. So Yehuda's bones are rolling around in the coffin throughout the sojourn in the desert. Atcha Amma Moshe Bikesh L'Rachim. So 40 years later, Moshe gets up and asks Rachamim on Yehuda. Amar Lefanav, he says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Mi Garam Li Reuven Shehoda. Who caused Reuven to admit his sin? Yehuda. They must have had some sort of Kabbalah. Right, Rashi says, Mi Garam Li Yehuda Shehoda, Yehuda. Shehoda B'maisei Tamar, V'chein Hayim Esoros V'deyem. In other words, the question was, how do we know that Reuven admitted his sin? They have a Kabbalah, that Reuven admitted his sin. So Reuven admitted his sin. Mi garam Yehuda Yehuda, and who caused that was Yehuda. That's what says v'zos Yehuda, and this is how you treat Yehuda, that his bones are rolling around in the coffin. So shama Hashem kol Yehuda, right? Al evayreha l'safa. So what happens? Right, it says v'zos Yehuda v'yomar shma Hashem kol Yehuda v'almot v'yani Yehuda v'avol v'ezer mitzarab tiyya. So he says v'zos Yehuda, he davened for Yehuda. So shama Hashem kol Yehuda. So then, right, some Hashem called Yehuda al everei lisafa. So his bones went back together. But below Haikama Island Masifta Rakia, but they wouldn't let him into the Yeshiva Shalaila. They wouldn't let him into Yeshiva. So then he says, Moshe continues in the Pasuk, Vela Motivienu, bring him into his nation. Okay, they said fine. Velo have Kayode Mishkab Mitrak Smite Rabbanan. But he couldn't learn with them. He was allowed in, but he couldn't learn with them. So he says, Yadav Ravlo, he should be Yatzliach in the Melchama of Torah. Velo have Kasakale Shemaita Libid Hilchasa. But it wasn't Zoch that people would listen to him and say that his rulings were halacha. Because the Ezim Mitzraf Tiyah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help him. So that's how we see from this Medrash that Reuven was Modeh. So the question is, why? Why can they be Modeh? The point going on here is it's a Aveira bin Adam Lamakom. So for Aveira bin Adam Lamakom, the idea is supposed to speak to you between you and Hashem. Adam Lachaveira, you're supposed to ask for forgiveness. So Bishma Yehuda the Odi, right? He said, Sakami Mani Ki Hechel to serve Tamar. There was a reason. He was preventing Tamar from being burned. El Ruvain, that he was molded, that he mixed around the beds, Lumli Lodi. Why did he have to announce why did he have to admit? Baham Rav Shesha, then Rav Shesha say, Chatzif Alai, I think Bar Yisrael is taken out, Chatzif Alai, the Mefarid Chatei. Whoever, like, explicates his sins and his Mefarid Barabim, he's a Chatzif. Because it's as if he doesn't care about them. He's not embarrassed to say in front of everybody. So, Kihechi Delo Lechshdu Achoi. No, the reason why for Ruvain is because Ruvain wanted to prevent Yaakov from thinking that somebody else, one of the other brothers, did it. He wanted to say that, he wanted Yaakov to understand that it was he who messed around with the beds, nobody else, so there was a Toelis into him admitting it. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.